One.
And welcome back to Inside the Numbers. I'm Scott Singer along with Mike Bernard, and let's take an look at the early game on Sunday as Jacksonville travels to Pittsburgh as the 2 and 3 seeds match up. The Jaguars took care of Buffalo in the wild card weekend and earned their second trip to Pittsburgh this season. Back in October, the Jaguars came away with a win at Heinz Field as they thumped the Steelers 30-9 in what was arguably the worst game of the year for Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that was a beatdown, Scott. And looking back, it was a wake-up call for Pittsburgh. I remember after the game, Big Ben was talking about, you know, contemplating maybe I should hang it up. Excuse me. But since that loss, the Steelers are 10-1 the last 11. So the only loss was to New England by a field goal. Steelers have turned it around. Jags defense second in the league in yards allowed and points allowed. Their front seven is built for the postseason.
Yeah, they are, and they've got that defense that can travel, and that's the thing everyone always says. If you got a defense, you can travel in the postseason. A little different, though, this time. It is going to be a revenge game factor. I think the Steelers really grew up after that game. I think one of the big things that nobody really addresses on Pittsburgh's side, they keep talking about the killer bees, but the big thing that I think has been the biggest difference in Pittsburgh's season has been the emergence of Juju Smith-Schuster, and I don't think he has gotten nearly the credit he deserves. He is a force down the middle. He's kind of an in-between Antonio Brown with speed and size of Gronkowski. He can do a lot. He's almost like a tight end in a receiver's body. He's got great hands. He is not scared to level a hit. We saw that earlier in the year too, and I think he has the respect of not only his other receivers, but the rest of the team for some of the things he's done. And I think that creates a huge matchup problem. And then that opens up the door for Martavius Bryant and every other receiver down the Hayward Bay. Any of those guys now have opportunities too, because you either have to double team Brown or Schuster. And if you bring safeties back to help out in either way, somebody is open.
Right. And Brown's supposed to be back in this game. And Schuster's not the biggest guy in the world, but he's not afraid to go over the middle, much like a Hines Ward.
Very, very physical, not scared to hit that crackback block, which is kind of illegal in the NFL, but it's in that gray area, and you see him deliver a shot once in a while, and I just think he's the difference in the game. Obviously Bell, you know, does what he does, you know, and he gets the ball, he does that stutter step and goes, but Schuster started to pick up big numbers, and I think it's because teams will try to take Brown away, and then it opens the game up for him.
Yeah, I mean, he's a big part of that offense. And again, anytime you go 10-1 in an 11-game stretch in the NFL, it's impressive. And again, especially coming off, you know, look, when Jacksonville won that game 30-9, it wasn't a physical beatdown. I think Big Ben threw several pick sixes. They had 5 turnovers. But still, that will be motivation for Steelers in this game.
Yeah, Ben Roethlisberger just simply didn't play well. I think he still had a lot of yards in that game. He still threw for over 300 yards against the Jacksonville defense. They just got 5 picks. I mean, they don't do that. It's a different game. The Steelers were winning the game when he started throwing interceptions. So I think it's going to be a little different. The weather's going to be a lot different than it was in October in Heinz Field. Again, we're in Pittsburgh this weekend. They're looking at low teen temperatures, and again, that makes a big difference for a team from Jacksonville.
Yeah, and for Jacksonville head coach Doug Marrone, he's an old offensive line coach. He's in his second year. He has them playing physical up front, but as you said, 15 to 20 degrees, a raucous crowd at Heinz Field. We're probably going to see a lot of Leonard Fournette, some more quarterback runs from Blake Bortles because he really can't throw it. Last week, Bortles led the team in rushing with 88 yards.
Yeah, and he definitely can, he can tuck it and run, and I think they're going to do that, but they're going to have to find some downfield throws against the Steelers this weekend, and they're going to have to do it up, against different styles of zone blitzing that, is kind of unique to Pittsburgh, the way they handle it, and they can dial up pressure in different ways, and I think that might, I don't know how much of that they saw, back earlier in the season, but I just think it's a different Steeler team this point in the season. I think it's a Steeler team that knows they're going to have some changes from the front office next year, and I think that they are, they want to get back to Foxborough next week. I think that's the goal right now, and I think this is going to be a big game, but I feel like that they are all hands on deck right now.
Yeah, and look, Tomlin's going to crowd the box. He's going to make Bortles throw. Steelers are going to be looking for that run. It may have caught that quarterback run may have caught Buffalo a little bit off guard. Tomlin will be ready for it. He's one of my favorite coaches in the league because he plays the percentages, he does the right things, and he's a tough-nosed coach. Steelers have been tough to beat at home in the postseason. They're 6-1 their last 7 home playoff games. They've covered 5 of their last 6 postseason games at Heinz Field. The Jaguars, they haven't played a road playoff game since 08. So, and from 97 to 2008, they were just 1-5 in postseason. I'm going to go with Pittsburgh here. I haven't decided if I'm going to lay the 7 or 7.5, but I'm going to take Pittsburgh straight up.
Yeah, I agree with that play right there. I think they're tough at home. They're playing at home. The weather's going to be perfect for them, and I think this is a team that's focused solely on getting back to Foxborough right now, and the road to there leads through Jacksonville this weekend.
All right, Scott, when we come back, we're going to take a quick break. We'll take a look at the late afternoon Sunday game. It's the Saints at the Vikings.